Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio, live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios here in Atlanta. I am merely Mike Salmon, but I feel like I'm on an island by myself today. No Stephen Julian. He's on vacation this week, so we're going to do it solo. But we've got three wonderful guests here in the studio joining us. Again, a quick reminder, you're listening to Gwinnett Business Radio on Business Radio X, brought to you by Ferritech. Follow us at GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. You can hear all our programs right there on the website. All right, let me introduce you to our guest today, joining us from On-Site Health Solutions of Atlanta. Michael Auten and Randy Bernard are here in the house, and from a company called Heartland. And you're wondering, what is Heartland? Well, we'll find out. We'll be talking to Teresa Madonia in just a few minutes. But again, Michael Auten and Randy Bernard from On-Site Health Solutions of Atlanta. You guys will have to be my my partners today and make the jokes, and we have to cut up because I don't have Steven here to make fun of, or no one can make fun of me. So we'll make fun of each other and have a good interview. What do you guys say?
Well, we were looking forward to Steve, but you'll do. You'll fit the pitch.
And we're off and running.
There okay. You go.
Yeah, there you
we
are.
I appreciate that very much. Michael, Randy, the name of the company is On-Site Health Solutions of Atlanta. Give us a broad overview of what the company is all about.
Well, we are a worksite wellness company, which means that there's several different components to what we do. First thing is we do biometric screening and health risk assessments to determine early detection of preventable diseases. We go in with the biometric screening side, where a screener will check height, weight, waist circumference, blood pressure, and then a simple finger stick to check for glucose, the whole cholesterol and lipid panel, and triglycerides. And what that does is that will show an early detection of like the preventable diseases like diabetes, heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure. And the health risk assessment side composes of 53 different questions on lifestyle, nutrition, stress, smoking, alcohol, et cetera. And those two are merged on site right at the workplace. It takes about 15 minutes on average per person. And that employee is counseled by a nurse practitioner or a physician assistant. So we don't diagnose, but we do a snapshot of their health so they can print out a report and take it directly to their physician. What this does is two things. One, they can see if they're healthy or not. There's 8.1 million people walking around in this country who have diabetes and they don't even know it. That's a ticking time bomb. So if you have a company, say 100 people, you can pretty much predict that maybe 8 or 9 of them have diabetes and don't even know it. So that's gonna raise your insurance rates, but you also have an unhealthy employee. So we help mitigate that rising cost as well.
Okay, so companies hire your company to come out and do these screenings? Is that kind of how it works in a nutshell?
On the direct model side, yeah. A corporate client would hire us directly to come out and do and provide this service. But we also work with a lot of brokers who introduce our company as a value-added service to their clients and to really solidify that relationship focused on client retention by adding additional services and benefits within the umbrella of the clients they serve.
Okay. It goes without saying why this is important and why companies should do this. You want healthy employees. Healthy employees are happy employees. They're productive employees and so forth and so on. The Healthy Worksite Program, what is that all about? That's one of the programs you have.
It is. It is. Well, the Healthy Worksite Program really is composed of a couple of different components. One is, as Randy alluded to earlier, it's the biometric testing, health risk analysis merged in the cloud, and that provides the composite report, which is then used in counseling with the folks. This as you move a little bit further along and you've got the baseline data, that can be used to work with their insurance broker or with their insurance carrier to bring down the cost of their premiums, sometimes by simply the fact that they've engaged in a workplace wellness program can get them a principal payment reduction in terms of their premium. And then the last component is where we focus on getting those people in the organizations actually moving, doing other things, incorporating wearable devices like what I have here on my wrist today. Randy has one as well. And it pulls all that information up to a platform. Our corporate clients can then go on and build like team challenges. You can take individual adventures on the website and track your progress across Route 66, the Great Wall of China, or pretending you're climbing Mount Everest one step at a time, and it's all being fed by the data on your wrist. So there's a whole host of resources that go into the Healthy Worksite program and the extensions that follow on after that.
All right, we're talking with Michael Auten and Randy Bernard, On-Site Health Solutions of Atlanta. Michael's the president. Randy is the senior VP of business development. OHS Atlanta, how are you guys different from other biometric screening companies that are out there?
I'll take that. There's several different ways. One is that we do it on site, which means that there's a minimal impact to productivity in a company. So if it takes 15 minutes per person to do, that means they're not going out to a doctor's office for 2-3 hours to get tested. Our testing is done immediately with a simple finger stick, so we don't have to do a venipuncture, send vials of blood off to a lab and wait a week or two for results. So it's done right then and there. And the third thing, and this is the most important in how we differ, is that we do not charge the broker, the client, or the employee. And that's done because in the Affordable Care Act, it says that preventative screenings are covered at 100%. It's a benefit that they're paying for, but they don't always take advantage of. It's like, Mike, if you right now in your insurance, you're covered for maternity. I doubt you'll ever use it, but like it or not, you're paying for it, but you don't need it. Employees and companies are paying for the benefit for preventative screenings. And by the way, this does not impact their annual doctor's visit. So if they're paying for this, they might as well use it. We don't charge them. We are an in-network provider, so we bill the insurance companies and not the client. So if it doesn't cost them anything and they can find out if they have an employee who's either healthy or at risk, and then the aggregate health of the company, this gives their brokers a very high negotiating power so they can go out there and find the best company and the best price for them.
I gotcha. So you guys have this wonderful program. You provide this profile. Are the results of the profile, if you come in and you do a screening on me, are they shared with my employer?
Absolutely.
Or actually anybody else, for
no,
that matter?
They're not shared with anybody. We stick with HIPAA compliance, which means it belongs to the employee. It's not shared anywhere. They have a secure online portal that they can go into, and then they can look at that report. They can print out that report. The employer only gets an aggregate report of the whole company. So what we do is, so we'll give an aggregate report of how many smokers they have, how many drinkers they have, what the aggregate baseline for blood pressure is, the glucose. And then we also compare that to other companies in our database. And then year over year, we can see an improvement or a decline in the company. So hopefully there's an improvement based on what Mike was talking about, the My Get Moving program, or working with one of our partners where they get on a wellness plan to get them better. They need to get moving and they need to get healthy and stay healthy.
Absolutely. So hopefully the employer sees this information, this wonderful report you put together, even though right. You don't know specifically who's what, but oh my goodness, we've got a lot of folks that are just not healthy. We probably need to put some kind of
exactly.
a fitness program into our routine or something like that.
Right.
Right. Right. And we do monitor the results on our end to identify employees that may be at risk and might need a follow-up to their counseling session. We may call and make sure that they did follow it up by booking an appointment with their primary care physician. Men are notorious for saying, yeah, I'll get around to it, and not really doing it. And women are a little bit more compliant when it comes to that kind of thing. They're used to regular checkups and being at the doctor's office more than once a year. So, but that stays with us in-house. So there's never any disclosure as to who those people are. We're only worried about making them aware of any preventable conditions that they could develop into. And, you know, we handle that ourselves.
I like what Randy said, talking about that, you know, you can follow up and you know, there's future reports that are to be done. So you can kind of see how things are going, that if you implement a fitness program or some kind of a healthy program for your employees, you can kind of track it and see how it's going. I like that a lot.
And the biggest reason for that is because brokers, health insurance brokers who represent, say, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Humana, Cigna, United, Aetna, there's a broad spectrum of health insurance companies, and the Cigna does large groups. Other ones do small groups. And each one of them has different plans within that. So they can go out and look at all the different plans and say, look, we've got 10 high-risk people out of a company of, say, 100. That's 10%. Where can I go to get them the best plan with the best coverage at the lowest rates? This is an amazing tool for brokers, and that's why they use us as a value add for their clients, because nobody else is doing exactly what we're doing.
And knowledge is power. The more you know about the health of your employees, the more informed decisions you can make that benefits the entire company.
No doubt.
The name of the company is Onsite Health Solutions of Atlanta. We're talking with the president and the senior VP of business development, Michael Auten and Randy Bernard. All right, so I'm an employee of one of these companies that's using your services. I feel fine. I don't need a screening. What would you say to that person?
Well, I would say, number one, there's a lot of conditions that are not detectable based on how you feel, okay? And there's, you know, a lot of them are called the silent diseases or even the silent killers. To be walking around with high blood pressure, being hypertensive, being borderline diabetic and not knowing it, all of those are conditions that can escalate over time into something, and it's really too late to take action. So, you know, it takes 15 minutes out of your day just to make sure that you're on the right track. And if you're not on the right track or you're not getting the results that says that you're, you know, doing well physically, then we want to let you know about it. And we want you to get to see a primary care physician. And we want to make sure that you're given enough counseling, enough tools, and enough resources to make a change in life.
Can the employer use your service as a way to do drug testing in a way? Do you test for illegal substances, things like that?
We can, and a lot of times employees will see us coming, and they'll realize, oops, I don't want to do this. However, we put that out there that we're not testing for illegal substances or tobacco or alcohol. This is strictly for the early detection of preventative diseases. And that's something we just kind of beat into people, early detection of preventable diseases, because you don't know, like Mike was saying, if you have something. And consider that figure from the American Diabetes Association, that 8.1 million Americans are walking around and don't know they even have diabetes. That can lead to kidney disease, amputations, heart disease, all kinds of different things, blindness. If you don't know you have it, you can pull a 300 on a glucose when a normal range is 80 to 120, and you don't even feel that. But that's a ticking time bomb. And you can go for years and years and never know it. But if you can go to work and find that out with a simple 15-minute test and counseling session, that can save your life and it can save your company a boatload of money.
And I want to go back to what you guys said earlier. Because this is covered now under Obamacare, mm-hmm. There's no cost to the employer.
That is correct.
Correct.
It's written into the law.
Okay. So do you market your company to the insurance carriers, or do you market yourself to the employers themselves?
Well,
who do you try to engage with first?
We are employed by the corporate clients, the insured clients of the insurance companies. The insurance companies are always interested in knowing what we're doing and knowing what they're paying for. so there's always a keen interest there, but the data belongs to the corporate client. The client hires us. Our responsibility is to give them the data that they can then go and build the best program around with their broker, with the insurance carriers that they choose to do business with.
Okay. Very, very interesting stuff. How do you guys market yourselves? How do you find that business?
Well, that's up to me.
That's Randy's job.
As a senior VP of business development, you're the man on the...
That's right. I'm not the junior VP.
Senior VP.
Well, what that means is I go out there and I work mostly with brokers, the insurance brokers who work with the companies. We do work directly with the companies as well, but it's in the broker's best interest to keep their rates down and give them the best coverage. So we have several different strategic partnerships. One is a newer one with a company called Purchasing Alliance Solutions, and they are a company that has several hundred brokers under their umbrella, as well as other insurance plans. And we just started a new one with a company called the Exercise Coach, and they have several different exercise plans out there. So we have a comprehensive, holistic approach to wellness, where it's the biometric screenings, the health risk assessments, and then changing the behavior of those employees to get them healthy. So when I work with the insurance brokers and they can contact me, they can go to our website, which is ohsatlanta.com. If they want to click on who am I and I am a broker, there's a whole list of FAQs there where they can find out exactly how we work. My contact information is on there as well. And they can call me and we can come in and speak with them and their clients.
It seems to me it makes no sense not to contact your company. I mean, what do employers, well, you know, I mean, if you're, you have, whether it be 10 employers, 100 employers, can you work with any size company?
We can. However, the smaller the number of people, then you're kind of getting away from that privacy factor. So if you have a company that has three people, one of them, no offense to anybody, if one of them is 300 pounds and the other one's in great shape, you can pretty much tell who the high-risk employee is. Once you get up 25 and over, then you've got more of a privacy factor there. And we really don't like to disclose that. Some of the brokers we work with, we use geomapping software, where if they've got 10 employees in a company, we can go and put three different companies together and go do them all in one day. So we like to do anywhere from 25 employees on up to thousands, but if it's less, we can work with them as well. We don't want to take away from anybody.
And as far as the vertical market, I mean, it doesn't matter what the business is. It's really just if you got employees.
Makes no difference.
You want healthy employees, so they should be screened.
You could be a law firm. Course. You could be a manufacturing facility. You could be in a chicken plant. You could be a construction company. You can do wherever you have employees. You can bet that 1 out of 10 is going to be at least at risk.
Interesting. So the chicken plant employee needs to contact you, Randy.
Exactly. And we do have bilingual biometric screeners and nurse practitioners, and we do both Spanish and English in the counseling.
That's huge in this area.
Sure is.
And are you guys basically serving right now just the Atlanta area? How broad can these services go?
Well, right now we're serving most of Georgia through the Atlanta operation here. Based on client requests and broker requests, they've asked us to go into other markets as soon as possible. So we're trying to gauge our growth and not compromise on our service delivery here. But sooner or later, we'll be branching out to other locations.
Great. I have a feeling you guys will be growing pretty quickly. Most important question. I know Randy mentioned the website, but here's the most important question of the entire interview. For those that want to reach out to you, give us the website again and any contact information you'd like to share.
Sure. The website is ohsatlanta.com. They can reach me directly at 678-661-7737, or they can email me at randy.bernard@ohsatlanta.com. And all of our information is on the website.
All right. And we were joking before the show as far as a comedy. Randy, you're kind of a funny guy, but we kept it pretty much on the level for this interview.
Well, you know, I tried to tone it down a little bit. Didn't want to get too crazy with it. But no, we like to have fun at what we do, Mike. You can't Absolutely. Just take everything so seriously with, I know we talk about diseases and different risk factors, but we have a good relationship with our clients, with our brokers, and we encourage anybody to get in touch with us, and we'd love to work with them.
You want to enjoy what you do.
We do. We wholeheartedly enjoy what we do. We have a great time doing
it. You're helping people.
Yep. We're helping people both. You can save a life within 15 minutes, and we can save companies a lot of money on health insurance. And rates are going, you see the articles every day, 16%, 26% increases every year. It's crazy. And so we help lower or mitigate that risk.
And Mike, I'd also like to mention our staff, because we've been able to hire and recruit here in Atlanta based largely on Randy's background in medical recruiting and staffing. Some very talented resources, and they see their association and their work with OHS as being something that's going to make a difference. And it's a little change of pace when they work with us. They can be a little bit more relaxed, but at the same time, be very cognizant of their purpose and why they're there But we do typically have a good time with our implementations.
Great. Michael, Randy, thanks so much for coming by today and joining us here in the studio.
Great. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Michael Lawton, Randy Bernard with Onsite Health Solutions of Atlanta joining us here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Before we go on to our next guest, I want to let you know, and this Stephen usually does this, and he does it so much better than me, but I'll try to fill his shoes. Love, it's what makes a Subaru. Get big savings, and it's, see, I already messed it up. Stephen, where are you? It's what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy our hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join our family today. Come in and see the difference. Already a Subaruist? Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. And again, as always, we appreciate our friends at Subaru of Gwinnett as we are broadcasting from the Subaru of Gwinnett studios here in Atlanta. Our next guest from Heartland? Is it either way? Is it just how you pronounce it?
Either way, I say Heartland.
Okay. Teresa Madonia, Senior Product Advisor for Payroll. Teresa, give us the broad overview from overhead of what your company does.
Sure. So what I do is I help businesses. Well, let me back up. No one ever gets into business to keep up with payroll tax laws and make those deposits and sign their tax returns. So what I do is I go in and I take all that liability away from them, as well as pay employees with direct deposit and also help them with HR support, because no one gets into business to manage employees that I know of.
No, they want to run their business and
right.
make their widgets.
Exactly. So Heartland's been around for 20 years, but we were more so known in the merchant service space. Over the past 20 years, we have grown to 300,000 clients across the United States. We're a bonded, insured, publicly traded company, but that's mostly where the company has been known until the past couple of years. We started to really heavily focus in the payroll world and expand our business that way. We have 36,000 clients around the United States, and we are the preferred vendor for many associations, national and in Georgia as well. Mm-hmm. So
you're not an itty-bitty company. You serve a lot of folks.
We do, and I think you're going to see even more. That's going to grow tremendously. I mean, we've grown from 12,000 clients to 36,000 in the payroll world in the past couple of years. So I think you're going to see a spike in that even more so.
Well, let's wrap our arms around the products you offer. Talk about more specifically the products that your company does offer.
Yeah. So on the payroll side, we go in and we offer a portal. So really, it's just a business owner's job to give us the hours, whether they're uploading that from their own time clock, using our time clock, and they just give us the hours and have the money in the bank, and we take care of everything else from there. We offer a dedicated specialist. But I think it's important to say that specialist actually answers the phone timely, responds accurately.
A real person.
A real person, yes. So whether they're giving their hours, again, uploading the hours over to us, emailing, whether we're calling them, they have that dedicated person that's assigned to them.
You can help companies with HR support as well, I hear.
We do. So
a little birdie on the tree told me that earlier.
Yes, we do. So we offer support when it comes to guidelines, forms, job descriptions, industry specific, state specific. There's a right on their payroll portal. They can go in and click on the HR portal and have access to all of those forms. We also can actually take it a step further, and we have SHRM certified, so State Society of Human Resource Management Professionals.
Glad you didn't test me on that one.
I know, sorry. I almost said state professionals there. Sorry. Needed one more cup of coffee this morning.
I would have corrected you because I would have caught that for sure.
So
as I roll my eyes.
These professionals, they can look through on our payroll portal, and their picture is there, their bio is there. They've been SHRM certified for 4 years or more. So these professionals, they can look through and pick which one they want to speak to if they have a question, or they can just call in 12 hours a day, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. if they have any HR questions. And when I say that, you want to start thinking along the lines of employees that maybe get in an argument or a fight in the office or in the parking lot and the business owner doesn't know what to do. Or maybe an employee is not practicing personal hygiene and others are complaining. You know, one thing like that can open up a can of worms and a huge lawsuit. And so it's better to be prevent that on the front end, but also we're there to help them in that instance on the spot as well. So 12 hours a day, they can pick up the phone, see who they're talking to. I think that's huge. So instead of some businesses might not want to hire someone who's there full time for HR, they can use us for that. Or it's a great foundation to stand on, even when you have an HR department, to have that type of access.
So you have like your own HR department for your company, no matter how big or how small your company is. Speaking of which, Teresa, what size companies, what kinds of companies do you typically work with?
Yep. So before I move on to that real quick, an important note on the HR side is that we can write handbooks for businesses. We can review them, and there's unlimited support on the HR realm. But we work with employers that have one employee to 150. We do work with businesses that are larger than that. However, that's really our sweet spot and our focus as of now.
All right. So HR, payroll, all the things that are you have to do as a business owner, but you know, it takes away from you building the business and doing what Randy tries to do, developing more and more business if you have to take care of staffing and payroll and so forth. All right. So how about insurance, 401k plans, mm-hmm. things like that? Does your company help with that?
Good question. So no, we help with that, yes, but we do not offer that ourselves. We're really good at what we do, which is payroll and HR, and we allow the local agencies to be really good at what they do, which workers' compensation, health insurance, 401k. And what we do is we integrate with other systems. So for example, with workers' compensation, a business has to estimate how many employees they think they're going to have for the year and how many hours they think they're going to work. And then they have to put up a big upfront payment. And at the end of the year, there's a huge audit and either they owe money if they were off or they get money back that they could have been using toward the business throughout the year. So with us, what we can do is actually integrate with, for example, workers' comp. We can go ahead and put them on a pay-as-you-go platform. So every payroll they pull exactly what's due for the workers' comp premium, and they're right on, right to the penny. So essentially, there's no audit. So we work with many different carriers. So I partner well with insurance agents. Same thing when it comes to 401k and health insurance. Those agencies can actually have their own login to view mutual clients' information. So they can go ahead and get the information that they need. We can send them the data that they need, and they can pull the payments that they need.
Stay with me now, Teresa, on this one here. My name is Z, and I'm starting a company, and it's going to be Z's Rice Cakes of Atlanta. So I'm producing the best rice cakes in the city. So I'm a new business. I'm a startup business. Mm-hmm. How can you help me? What's our conversation going
to
sound like?
Yeah, so what I love to do is actually right after this at 12:30 today, I have an appointment with a new business. And what I'm going to do—
Is it a rice cake business by chance?
Yeah, it is not, unfortunately. Or fortunately for you, I should say. Yeah. But what I'll be dropping off is a packet with all the forms that need to be on file for their employees. So I educate them on that and leave them with hard copy forms, as well as the websites that they need to apply for their state ID numbers, and just educate them about unemployment tax rates and all of the things that they'll now be responsible for by opening up their business. And then, of course, I like to quote them on what it would cost to work with Heartland and allow us to take all that tax liability away from them. And speaking of quoting, we offer a 3-year price lock, which is pretty, you don't really hear that out in the payroll world. So the price that we negotiate is in place for 3 solid years.
Nice. We're talking with Teresa Modonia with Heartland here on Gwinnett Business Radio. And as we've been doing this interview, the folks on the podcast can't see, but the folks watching on YouTube can see. You've had this like big smile on your face the entire interview. Obviously, you love what you do. So tell us about your background and how long you've been in the industry.
Yep. So I've been in the industry for almost 9 years now. And I love what I do because, like you said, no one gets into business to keep up with tax laws. And you know, there are other companies out there that are in competition with other payroll companies because they also offer insurances. And I love with Heartland that is not the case. I can actually partner with them. And, you know, one thing on that note with the partnerships is just to go back into our payroll portal. We do offer, which is very different from other companies, a company intranet where other agencies can actually post census data, or they can update new handbook information, or it can be signed off on electronically. So it brings all employees together. If there's changing schedules that employers want their employees to see, they can post that there. So there can be changing information as well as hard copy information with their health insurance agent's information or 401k information that consistently stays on this portal that brings everyone together. So I do like how I can help with the payroll taxes, the HR, but then allow others in the community that they're working with for those insurances to all collaborate together.
Is that something that differentiates your company from your competitors? Because big secret here, Teresa, that you may not be aware of, there's a lot of companies out there that kind of do what you do. They do the payroll, they do the HR.
Exactly.
Is that something that separates your company from the others?
Oh, there's other companies that do that, but not all of them do. And so that is one thing that does separate us from many, as well as, you know, myself. I think
you're the difference maker.
I'm a huge difference maker. Not only our customer internal support, the 3-year price lock, and the HR support that we offer at sincerely a fraction of what I've seen other companies quote. So not only all of that, but also I really care about business owners and what I say is going to happen, like following up quickly and being there for them. And I do not have a geographical territory, even though I'm based in Atlanta. One thing that I love about my job is that I can go anywhere and speak with anyone. So, and also this is a differentiator. I'm actually building a book of business for myself. So this is something my company is focused on, long-term relationships, as well as I am. Where a lot of other payroll companies out there, the reps are kind of, you know, it's not pointing fingers, but they sign them up and then it's what's next, right? They're not building a book of their business that they will work with for the life of the account. So that is another differentiator between me and other.
And sometimes once you sign up, you never see that person again. So I would think there's some follow-up and, you know, I could, if Teresa's my person, I can call Teresa if I have any questions.
That is correct.
Okay, great. You mentioned what you love about your job, and you mentioned that your territory really is limitless, I guess. Business Radio X, we have listeners all over the world, but all over the country as well. Mm-hmm. So if somebody's listening in Denver, Colorado, can you help them?
Yes. So that's one thing I love about modern technology is with Zoom meetings and, you know, GoTo meetings, I can always set up a virtual meeting where they can see my payroll portal and the HR portal. I can give them a sample of that, as well as I can have my computer camera on so it can feel like essentially I am in the same room with them in a way.
Gotcha. I really wish you loved your job because I could just tell you just like, oh my God, another day. Is it Friday yet? But you really enjoy it. So, I mean, you're blessed, obviously, to be doing this. And it seems like you're having a lot of fun. We talked about it with Michael and Randy, too. It's serious stuff has to be done. But there's no reason you can't have a little bit of fun and have work with somebody that has a great personality. It makes everything just seem to go a lot smoother.
Exactly. Thank you.
So most important question, Teresa, just like I asked the guys over here on this side of the table, how can people find out more about Heartland and how can they reach out to talk to you maybe about you doing their payroll and HR services and some of the other services that you offer?
Sure. So I think the best way to reach me would be through my phone, which is 404-803-3660, or my email, which is teresa.madonia@e-hps.com.
And Teresa is spelled with the H in there.
TheresaMadonia.
Thank you for us spelling challenge, folks.
Yeah, no.
That's good information. Teresa, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate
Thank
it very
you for
much.
Having me.
All right, Teresa Madonia, and the game again. The company is Heartland here on Business Radio X. Real quick before we go, I want to let you know about Faratech. They are an underwriter of this program. We could not do this without them. Faratech's been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top of the line toner supplies. And other outstanding customer service is what they provide as well. Faratech offers a 100% guarantee on all Faratech products, so you know they stand behind their quality. For more information, visit Faratech.com. That's Faratech.com. Again, for you spelling challenged folks. Steven, come back soon. I'm lost without you. Big thank you to our guest, Teresa with Heartland, and Michael and Randy with Onsite Health Solutions of Atlanta. Quick reminder that you can listen to this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. heartlandsbenaroundforthirtyyears.com. These programs are also available on iTunes. We're on SoundCloud and about 15 other social media sites out there. Half of them, I don't even know their names, but we're out there everywhere. You can be sure to follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. It's at Gwinnett Radio X. And be a friend. Join Gwinnett Business Radio and follow our programs. Want to, again, thank our guest, everybody, all our producers, Trey and Z and Daniel. Don't forget, we have all our videos on YouTube as well. It's our Business Radio X / Gwinnett Studio. So go to Business Radio X and go to our YouTube channel. By the way, if you're listening to our podcast right now, you're on the site, there's a button there you can push, and it takes you to the video if you want to see Michael and Alton, because they're good-looking guys. Teresa, not so much. No, just kidding.
Thanks.
You're welcome. For everybody here in the studio, as I end on that note, and for Steve and Julian, who hopefully will be back next time, please, Stephen, come back. I need you. I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.